Bruchim Abayim B'Shem Hashem. What a great schus it is that throughout the entire world, on virtually every continent, we are all united learning the Torah of the Heilige Zera Shimshin. Our shir is dedicated for a schus and a refuah shalema for Tinuk ben Ruchama Brandl, Elisheva Esther bas Shifrin Nechama, Sara bas Bina, Tinuk ben Shiri Yehudis. A very special refuah shalema and a complete recovery and healing to Chava Baschaya Esther. Also, any of the members of the IDF, Tzva Hagana Yisrael, that may be in need of a refuah shalema, and all of the hostages, may they come home safe and sound, take off a miyat. Also, Besuros Tavos for Sara Edel, Vasalisheva Miriam. Our shir is on the words Zoistia Torah Samitzaira. They brought the person who was afflicted with Tzaras to the Kohen. The Zera Shimshin notes that the Kohen is the one who decides whether the Tzaras is Tomei or Tahor. He asks, why isn't this done by a Rav, a Talmud Chacham, the usual people who pasken halacha? Rabbeinu cites the Medrash in Vayikra Rabbah, that at the time when Moshe Rabbeinu learned that Aaron was going to be the one that was going to check the tzaras, he was upset. He felt it wasn't honorable for Aaron to do this. He thought it might be beneath his dignity. To answer him, Hashem asked, doesn't Aaron benefit from the Chof Dalad Matnas Kahuna, all that he gets? The Zera Shimshin asks, how did this answer Moshe Rabbeinu's question? Rabbeinu explains that Tzaras comes about because of Lashon Hara. When someone usually talks about another person's shortcomings, the Talmud and Kedushin tells us, Kol ha-poisel b'mumahu poisel. Whoever tries to invalidate another person is really referring to his own flaws. In reality, it is this person who has the very chisaron of which he is accusing his friend of. The Talmud tells us that if an individual is always at odds with others, it is a siman that the person has a flaw in his yichus. The Rambam paskens in Hilchus Truma that Truma can only be eaten by a Kohen who has proven his pure yichus. As we know, Kohanim have to be very meticulous to keep their yichus pure. This is why, says the Zera Shimshin, the Kohanim were the ones who checked the Tzaras. The Kohanim were the ones who ate the Trum and the Kodshim. They had to be pure. Hashem wanted to let them know who were the people who had contracted Tzaras, because it was a sign of someone who quarrels with others, someone with Chisronos. Knowing this, the Kohanim would be able to abstain from marrying them and keeping their yichus pure. Once on Purim Day, the Rosh HaKal, the head of the community, came to Rabbisser Zalman Meltzer, the Rav of Slutsk, and he had a very honorable Mishloach Manos. He brought him a live cow together with some other food. Rabbisser Zalman was mekabel the Mishloach Manos. A month later, Chol HaMoed Pesach, the Rosh HaKal came back to Rabbisser Zalman's house. This time, he didn't bring any matanas. He came to ask whether Rabbisser Zalman would give his son Kabbalah to become a shochet. As soon as Rabbisser Zalman heard the man's request, immediately he brought out the cow and returned it to the Rosh HaKal. Rabbisser Zalman would not accept the matana that could be in the form of shochet, bribery. Rabbisser Zalman would not have any part of something that was not completely pure. Be'ezer Hashem Yisparach, we will be continuing with our Shir in the Zera Shimshin. I wish everyone me'umka deliba, b'suras tavas, yeshuas, v'nechamos.